I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last month in Pakistan, 14-year-old Rimshah Masih was accused of burning pages from the Quran. Police recently told the courts that she's innocent. Lindsay Vesey from Open Doors USA shared what this meant for Rimshah's case.
If the police are saying that they don't have any evidence against her, it's hard to imagine that they can continue pressing her with these charges.
Rimshah's case is being moved to the juvenile court, but it's really hard to say what'll happen next. Pray for Rimshah's safety and pray that she's acquitted. Open Doors is petitioning for her freedom. You can find a link and more information at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Next, the United Nations says humanitarian needs have deepened as security conditions deteriorate in Damascus, Aleppo, and other areas. To help the refugees, the Jesus Film Project partnered with Global Aid Network, Josh McDowell Ministries, and churches in Lebanon and Jordan. Christian workers are providing emergency aid as well as the Jesus film, and many of the refugees have been watching it over and over with their hosts in Lebanon and Jordan. Pray for transformed hearts. And it's leadership transition time in China. It happens every 5 years. But how will this affect ministry in China? President of Voice of China and Asia, Jonathan Brooks, says Chinese officials want harmony during this time. He says nobody's certain what'll happen, especially now.
The Voice of China and Asia has taken on the task of providing rural pastors with training that they've never thought they could have before. We go into rural areas and gather rural pastors. We bring them in for a two-day seminar, and we give them a pastor's study Bible, and we teach them how to use it.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.